This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Kazakhstan has abolished the death penalty, making permanent a nearly two-decade freeze on capital punishment in this Central Asian country. The news came in a notice on the presidential website on Saturday. Executions were paused in Kazakhstan in 2003, but courts continue to sentence convicts to death in exceptional circumstances. An Afghan official says unidentified gunmen have shot and killed a journalist and human rights activist in western Afghanistan. The journalist was the fifth reporter to be killed in the war-ravaged country in the past 2 months. A provincial spokesman said the journalist was on a road near the provincial capital of Ghor, returning home to the city after visiting his family in a village nearby when gunmen opened fire at the vehicle. Others in the car were unharmed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for this shooting. Iraqi security forces say their explosives experts are working to neutralize a large mine discovered on an oil tanker in the Persian Gulf and evacuate its crew. The mine had been attached to a tanker chartered by Iraq's oil marketing company that was refueling another vessel. The statement was issued by Iraq's security media cell, which is affiliated with the country's security forces. It's the first official Iraqi confirmation that a mine was discovered on an Iraqi tanker transferring fuel in the Persian Gulf to another vessel. It did not identify the vessels or provide more details. And the U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's the first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill. This is VOA News. India on Saturday staged nationwide drills to start one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs as the drug regulator prepared to approve the first vaccine. A government panel on Friday recommended emergency use of the vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The first injections could be given in the coming week after the Drugs Control Authority of India gives final approval. India, which has the world's second highest number of pandemic cases, more than 10.2 million, has set an ambitious target of inoculating 300 million of its 1.3 billion people by mid-2021. Australia's Sydney Opera House is preparing to present an opera performance for the first time since March of 2020, when the pandemic restrictions went into effect. The opera, called The Merry Widow, is scheduled to open on Tuesday. The house will be filled only up to 75% capacity, and audience members will be required to wear masks, according to the artistic director of the house. He said the opening is a sign of hope for the performing arts industry, which has been crippled by the pandemic. An outbreak of over 180 cases first emerged in December in Sydney's northeast, but has since sparked other clusters, including in Melbourne. Areas of Sydney remain under lockdown, and officials have suggested further restrictions may be needed to curb the spread. Australia has recorded over 28,400 cases of the virus and 909 deaths linked to COVID-19 in a population of about 25 million. Police in the U.S. city of Salem, Oregon, used flashbangs to separate opposing groups of protesters late Friday. Authorities had declared an unlawful assembly, and Salem Police Lieutenant Debbie Aguilar said several arrests had been made. An exact figure wasn't immediately available. The local newspaper reported that a rally against COVID-19 mandates put on by Oregon Women for Trump took place at the state capitol, and a few hundred people marched through the rain to the governor's residence. While a group of right-wing protesters were returning around 4 p.m. to the Capitol, they encountered a group of counter-protesters. A small group of protesters who had been attending a separate rally attempted to confront the right-wing groups. Officers from Oregon State Police and the Salem Police Department intervened before the sides could clash. Police from Salem and the Oregon State Police had a large presence in Salem all day Friday, and for most part of the protests were peaceful. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.